And I'm wondering, just the same way that you educated me about California, were you aware, are Catholics aware of how central they have been to the development of organized sports and for everybody to be able to participate and benefit from organized professional sports? Are Catholics aware, like, hey man, this is our stuff that you're running us out of?
Generally, Catholics are aware that we have this tradition of recreation and sportsmanship. It's definitely part of it. For example, we Catholics have never believed that playing sports on a Sunday is a sin. We always thought that that was part of recreation, part of the joy of being recreated in Christ. So that's definitely part of our tradition. We don't see it as work. And then I think team sports are also something deeply Catholic. If you go to Catholic countries, particularly football, aka soccer, and other nations, that's always been a deeply Catholic tradition. So yeah, I think so. And and you look at the history of American sports and some of the greats. I mean, I don't know, we don't have time to go through them. Boxers, baseball players, football players, you know, like Mike Ditka. You know, these men come from this Catholic tradition, especially in the team sports. So I think Catholics are generally aware of it. And I think that, you know, that's kind of a 1-2 punch, isn't it, Jason, that we got the L.A. Dodgers, right, in Los Angeles, the city of the Angels. And then we've got this tradition, this patrimony of team sports and of enjoying, you know, physical competition. And it's being hijacked for what? A bunch of perverted men dressing up like nuns? What does that have to do with baseball? What does that have to do with Los Angeles? It has nothing to do with any of that. These are people taking their degenerate agenda and shoving it down our throats. People want to play baseball. They want to watch baseball. They don't want to see a bunch of men with all this makeup caked on, dressed up like a bunch of nuns. That has nothing to do with baseball. This is completely about politics and an agenda and a perversity being pushed upon kids and their families because they can't have kids.